Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday, unlike any other. We're previewing the Masters. We got Pat Perry standing by. Join us here in a little bit. We got Nick Henyon coming up later on in the show. We are going to get you ready for Augusta. A lot of great golf content coming here over the next 30 minutes. Obviously, we also got to talk college basketball futures for next year as well. We had Florida cut down the nets last night in San Antonio. I'll tell you some teams to keep an eye on already for the upcoming college basketball season. Jake Kassam will join us later on, get some baseball thoughts from him. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, especially in the Masters, make sure you chime in. Let me know what's on your mind. You can hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, and on our live stream on X as well. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Pat Perry of the Tour Junkies. Make sure you guys are following the Tour Junkies on X at Tour_Junkies. You can follow Pat on X at Tour Junkies Pat, and make sure you check out the Tour Junkies golf podcast as well. Pat, best week of the year in golf, my friend. Masters starts on Thursday. Excited to break it down with you. Let's start with the reigning champion and two-time Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler, the favorite once again this year at plus 450. We know Scottie is still trying to work his way back a little bit from the wrist injury. He hasn't quite been himself, but he's always great at Augusta, and he's won here twice. Have you bet Scotty in any capacity this week, whether it be outright, top 10, head-to-head matchups, anything with Scotty for you?
You know, PJ, right now I actually don't have any Scotty. I think, you know, when you look at it, obviously he's the favorite here. His play right now concerns me, though, a little bit. If you look at the stats, and we use a site called Bet the Number, if you look at that site, his long irons do not look good at all right now. He is, if you look at the 175 to 225 yard bucket, that's really in our model of almost every player we're looking at. And he is 65th in the field in that model when it comes to his long irons. I worry about that just a little bit with Scottie Scheffler. So I'm concerned. I don't think I'm going to bet him right now. Now, I may look at some matchups when they come out later today. We just got the pairings that came out from the Masters about an hour ago. So I may look at a few matchups when it comes to Scottie. But as far as outrights, top tens, anything like that, I think I'm going to stay away. I'm going to head to another guy who I think you'll probably ask me about in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm interested to see who that is. Maybe Rory is the guy that you're thinking about. I think he's so fascinating this week, Pat. I think we come into the Masters every year, and people are already predetermined they're not going to bet Rory. We know his game is more than good enough, but it's just the mental aspect of it for him at this point in his career. But with how good he's playing, do you think that is this the year? Like, is this the year that Rory could get it done? Have you done anything with him?
Absolutely. I think this is the year. And look, anybody that listens to our show knows that I'm just a Rory guy. I am. But I do think this year there's a little bit something extra, a little bit something special about him. He's already won twice. He won a huge tournament at the Players Championship just a few weeks ago. He feels relaxed. I think this is Rory's year. I think this is going to happen. I like the number on him, actually. I thought it was going to be a little bit shorter. So I'm okay at playing him in at plus 650 up there as one of the favorites. I'm a big fan. You know, maybe you can find a parlay with him and another player in the top 10. But I think Rory at plus 650, he's already on the card for me. And that's not like me. I usually like to go a little bit longer than that. But it is hard to bet against a guy like Rory this week. And I think it's going to happen.
What a story that would be if he completes the Grand Slam, finally gets it done at Augusta. Pat, what about the LIV golfers this week? DeChambeau and Rahm right now, the favorites amongst the LIV guys. You certainly have Neiman, who could be in contention. Brooks Koepka, always a guy to monitor at majors. Who are some of the LIV guys you like this week?
I think right at the top two again with John Rahm. He's at 14-1. You look at John Rahm and his season this year, and we just can't forget about these LIV guys, so I'm glad you're asking about it because – you know, Rahm has finished top 10 in every single event he's played in this year. He's had his press conference earlier today. He talked about his home life. We call it strokes gained home life. He says that's good. He's got three kids now. He feels good. I think this is a great week for John Rahm. He won a couple years ago. Here's a little fact that I thought was interesting. He says as in the 9 times that he's played here, okay, he's gone early and played around early 7 of those 9 times. Well, the one other time he didn't, besides this year, was actually when he won a couple years ago. He did not have a round a few weeks ago. He didn't have a practice round where he was preparing. So I like that. A little bit of a trend there. The last time he didn't do that, he won. So I think John Rahm is the guy that I'm going to go on as far as a LIV guy. But don't sleep on Sergio Garcia, another Spaniard who is playing fantastic. Also, he's won this year. He has a couple other top 10s. I think you need to think about him a little bit as a long shot play.
I like it. All right, Sergio, obviously a past winner here at the Masters. We're talking with Pat Perry of the Tour Junkies here on Send It In. Pat, let's talk about some tournament specials. Anything that you like, whether it's a no hole in one or yes hole in one. Is it the tournament to go to a playoff? Is it winning score over under 276.5? Any specials that you like this week?
Well, the one that you mentioned that I love is actually the playoff one. I think that at plus 350, there's some value there. You know, sometimes we're just due for something, right? You know, the stock market's going crazy right now. We're probably due for a correction, like they say. Well, I think we're due for a playoff at plus 350. The last time we saw one, speaking of Sergio Garcia, it was him and Justin Rose. Garcia prevailed. So I think, and that was 2017. So we've been at several years since the playoff. I think plus 350 is a good number there. Another one going back to the LIV guys, I do think there's a really good shot that we get a LIV winner. You know, you mentioned Bryson earlier. It, you know, at plus 350 to get a LIV winner, I feel like there might be a little bit of value there. You got Brooks Koepka. We know he's a big game hunter when it comes to majors. You got Bryson up there. You got John Rahm. You got a lot of these guys that are playing well and I think have a really good chance to win. So that's another one that I might look at too is that plus number for a LIV guy to win the Masters this week.
I like it. We know you and Dave on the Tour Junkies, you guys love your long shots. And you talked about Sergio Garcia. Any other long shots that you would look at this week to maybe make the cut at a nice plus money price?
Well, I think, and here's the thing too, I like those make the cut numbers because, you know, the Masters is just one of those tournaments where there's amateurs, there's the old guys, there's just a lot of guys that actually just cannot win this golf tournament. So we tend to focus on the outrights. But why, you know, looking at these guys just to make the cut, I think there's some good value there. And there's two right there at, you know, about one minus 35. You've got both twin brothers, Nikolai Højgaard and Rasmus Højgaard. Okay. So Nikolai's probably he's a little bit better, but at minus 135, I like that to make the cut. And then his brother Rasmus is minus 125. Both of these guys are excellent European Tour players. They have a lot of experience on the PGA Tour. I think, you know, Nikolai finished in the top 20 last year. He was a great play just as a top 20 bet, let alone just to make the cut. So I think Nikolai is one of them that I would look at. And then Rasmus just hits it a mile off the tee. They're going to need a lot of length with this colder weather, and I think it's going to play a lot longer. So I like both of those twin brothers, actually, to make the cut this week. And that's a pretty big long shot.
Yeah, that is. I like those looking at the Højgaard brothers. How about any golfers that you would look to fade this week in matchups? Obviously, on these shows, we love talking about golfers that you love. But anybody you're targeting that you think is worth a fade this week, especially when it comes to matchups?
You know, I think there is, you know, I think one guy that a lot of people talk about is Joaquin Niemann. A lot of people like him going in this week. I think I'm going to fade him a little bit. I know he has been playing well also. I don't like his ball flight. When I'm looking at who is going to be, you know, what is the best type of player out here? You definitely want a ball striker, which is what Joaquin Niemann is, but he doesn't really have a really high ball flight. He hits it relatively low. You got to have that high apex height going into these tough greens. So I think Joaquin Niemann might struggle a little bit, and we've seen that over the years with him. So I do worry about him as well. Another one, Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland's a guy that I do like. As I like the odds when he was a lot longer, but now that he's shorter coming off of that win at the Valspar just a couple weeks ago, I wonder a little bit about that with a short game. So I think if you were able somehow to get him at the long odds that he was at 2 months ago to outright win, maybe I could see that. But I wonder if the numbers are just going to be a little too off on Victor based off that win just a couple weeks ago. And we know he has trouble around the greens. And scrambling is big out here when it comes to Augusta National.
No question. Victor 40-1 right now at BetMGM to win the Masters. All right, Pat, give us your card. You told us you really liked Rory. You gave us some long shots that you like as well. Who are some other guys that you like, whether it be to win, maybe some top 10s, top 20s that you really like as well?
Well, as far as my cards concerned, I'll give you five guys. I already mentioned Rory. He's one of them. John Rahm is another one at 14-1. I love Xander this week at 22-1. I think he's also a little bit sneaky that not a lot of people are talking about. He had the injury earlier this year, but a great last round that he had at the Valspar. I think that kind of triggered something in him. So I think Xander's going to have a really good week. Obviously has a chance to win. He won two majors last year. I like Patrick Cantlay. He's at 33-1. Another guy kind of coming in under the radar, but is still playing some excellent golf right now. And then the final one, Corey Connors. He's at 50-1. I think Corey Connors, if you think of a guy, can he win this golf tournament? Yes, he can. He's in excellent form. I mean, I think he's got like three straight top tens and then maybe three straight top fives. Corey Connors has been playing really good golf, and he's also, like I said, an excellent ball striker. So on the card, I think those are really my five favorites. If you're looking at, you know, kind of that top 10 and that top 20 market, you know, I would still look at guys like Colin Morikawa for a top 10. I love that for sure. I like Justin Thomas as a top 10. Those are really my two favorite just top 10 plays that I think we're going to see this week.
Absolutely love it. Awesome stuff. Pat Perry of the Tour Junkies. Make sure you guys are following @Tour_Junkies on X, @TourJunkiesPat, and make sure you check out the Tour Junkies Golf Podcast as well. Pat, always great having you on the show, man. Enjoy the golf this weekend. Have a great time at Augusta, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Good luck.
Absolutely. Yep, to you as well. All right, guys, let's continue previewing the Masters here on Send It In. We got our guy Nick Kenyon joining us here in just a little bit. But we obviously broke down some trends yesterday on the Masters, going back the last 7 years, all the past seven champions, the criteria that they need to hit. We talked about five of those golfers. You can check that out on yesterday's podcast. Kind of going a little big picture, though, looking at some more of these golfers. So we'll start with Scotty and Rory at the top. I've been talking about these guys the last couple days, on Monday and then going back to Friday of last week. I just wouldn't bet either of them at this price. That's not saying that Scotty can't win the Masters. He's obviously the reigning champ. He's won it twice. Rory obviously can win the Masters, but I just don't like the prices with either guys. You know, Scotty, like Pat was talking about, isn't quite in Scotty Scheffler peak form that we have seen here in recent months. He's still working his way back from that wrist injury. I just don't think I want to get involved at plus 450, and I don't want to get involved with Rory either at plus 650 because it's all mental for Rory. It's all mental. I'd almost want Rory in chase mode at the Masters. Like, I want him to start maybe three shots back on a Sunday and try and be aggressive rather than him playing with the lead and then, you know, choking down the stretch like we've seen him do in his last couple attempts to try and get a major. So when it comes to Rory, I either want a better price, something double-digit, 10-1, 11-1, or I want to wait until Sunday, see where he is amongst the leaders, and then I want Rory in chase mode rather than him trying to fend off everybody else on a Sunday. Colin Morikawa, absolutely love him, 14-1. He has only played in elevated events this season. He has played in 5 events on the PGA Tour thus far this calendar year. He has finished no worse than tied for 17th. He also has 3 straight top 10s at the Masters. Colin's in great form. He's got great course history. He's a 2-time major champion. He's one of the better long iron players and one of the better iron players on tour, ball strikers. If his putter is hot this week, Colin's going to have a great chance to win. So I like him at 14-1. Both of the LIV guys, John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, very interesting this week. I would probably go with Rahm if I had to choose between the two. Bryson's a 2-time major champ. Both of those wins coming at the U.S. Open, which are supposed to be the most difficult tests in golf all year. And the U.S. Opens nowadays, they're all extremely long with nasty rough. And that's where Bryson can really separate himself. You know, this week, Bryson has to be a little bit more precise. And even though length is certainly something that can help you, it's not as big as maybe in some of the other majors that he plays. So I would rather go with Rahm, who's a past champion here. Pat gave you that great stat about how he didn't come here a week early, which might be a better benefit for him. So I'd rather go with Rahm if you had to choose between the two guys. Ludwig and Xander, both out on this week. Ludwig has not been in good form recently. He's missed his last 2 cuts. I think everybody's going to love him because he finished runner-up last year. Ludwig's going to win a Masters at some point. He's going to win multiple majors at some point. I just don't know if this week is the week. And then Xander, yes, he might be flying under the radar a little bit. Yes, he might be a little sneaky, but my concerns with him are similar to what they are with Scotty. They're just fully not 100%. They haven't worked out the kinks yet. And Augusta's not the place where you want to continue to try and work out the kinks. You got to be sharp. You got to have your game working in all facets to be ready to go here. So staying away from Xander. Justin Thomas, I think, is sneaky this week at 22-1. How many times have we come into the Masters and Thomas has been like a trendy pick amongst people, right? That's why he hired Bones to be his caddy, because Bones was the caddy for Phil Mickelson. They won 3 Masters together. JT was never able to get it done. He had a stretch where he played pretty well at Augusta, but he's missed the cut the last 2 years. I think with the pressure off of Justin Thomas, everybody loved him early on in the season. He still hasn't gotten that win yet. I agree with Pat. I think JT top 10 is a good bet this week. Maybe even take a shot at 22-1. And then 3 of the longer shots I like. Been talking about these guys a while. Shane Lowry, love him. Played really good golf recently. He's great long iron player. He's a good wind player too. They're calling for some wind on Thursday at Augusta, maybe picking up over the weekend. That could be something to monitor. Russell Henley, I think, is a great bet this week also. Won the Arnold Palmer Invitational about a month ago. Very steady player. You don't really have to worry about double bogeys and triple bogeys with Russell Henley. The key for him, you have to attack the par fives at Augusta. That's usually how the winners end up winning. You survive the par threes and fours, and you attack the par fives. He's not long off the tee, so he won't give himself many eagle opportunities, but if he is able to make some birdies on the par fives, then he'll be in contention. And then Corey Connors. Pat was just talking about him. 4 straight top 20 finishes for Corey Connors right now on tour. And how about the fact that he has finished at the Masters in the top 10 3 of the last 5 years as well? Corey Connors very quietly playing some awesome golf, good course history at the Masters, and one of the best ball strikers. So Corey Connors, Shane Lowry, Russell Henley, I think some pretty good long shots to look at as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. You think you know who'll lead after round 1 at the Masters? Place your pick, score a bonus bet instantly, your first round leader bet, and Get Token is already in your account. No opt-in needed. Just add a first round leader bet to your slip, apply the token, and boom, you'll get a bonus bet to use on golf. Like a tee time, you don't want to miss this. Get in now. Great promo from our friends at BetMGM. All right, let's continue talking some golf here on Send It In as we welcome on our guy Nick Kenyon. Joins us each and every Tuesday here on Send It In. Give Nick a follow on X at Nick Kenyon. Does a great job as a writer over at BetMGM. And Nick, I mean, this is the week, man, in golf, right? Masters week. Kind of every sports fan is tuned in. They're locked in to golf. We obviously talk about the PGA Tour every week here on this show, but excited to break down the Masters with you. Just want to know, like, what goes into your model with obviously the Masters and this being such a different major than every other one because it's the same course every year. You can kind of eliminate a certain amount of golfers because of past champions and amateurs and all these certain things. What do you think is the thing you value most when you're making the model at the Masters this week?
Yeah, great to be with you, PJ. I mean, this is my favorite week of the year, and honestly, it's a pretty robust model. I'll point people to the blog where they can read all my picks this week and kind of see the methodology between how I build out the final model for the field. But it's the usual stats. It's strokes gained tee to green. It's strokes gained approach. It's bogey avoidance, especially when you were talking earlier about you kind of have to survive on the par threes and fours and really cook on the par fives. That seems to be the path to success this week. The one interesting thing I found in doing my research when building this model, over the last few years, you've actually seen a stronger correlation between a player's record in par four efficiency and their final position on the leaderboard. That sounds counterintuitive because of the fact that the par fives carry such heavy importance, but it actually makes a little bit of sense to me. Like, the players who do the best on the most difficult set of holes actually end up finishing closer to the top of the leaderboard. So for that reason, I actually equally weighted par four efficiency and par five efficiency this week as a way to help refine the field.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about some of the golfers that you like. You guys can go check out Nick's work on BetMGM.com. Did a great job previewing the Masters. You like me, Nick. We're on the Colin Morikawa train this week. What makes you like Colin so much this weekend at Augusta?
Here's the caveat I'll add with Colin. I bet it at 22-1. I don't love it as much at 14-1 just because it actually almost feels a little bit too obvious with him. Like, he's always been trending in the right direction. You have mentioned his improvement at Augusta National. Most of that has come around the greens and with the putter. And I agree, if the putter stays out of the way this week, his ball striking record is so good. We're seeing him back at the levels of when he won those two major championships back in the start of his career. But each of his last two events, he's gained over 11 strokes tee to green in each of them. That is really good and really difficult to do. So he just possesses that complete game that you need at Augusta. We've already seen him have success here, and he's starting to find that groove where, you know, he's reaching that point where players usually pick up their first Masters victory. So back when I bet him at 22-1, it was just because the tee to green game was so good. It has continued to do that, but the amount of time off for him is slightly concerning, and I just think it's like I'm starting to pump the brakes a little bit because of his standing in the market ahead of some former winners here. Like, that seems a little bit crazy to me.
Yeah, no, totally fair. Great number, obviously, at 22-1, now down to 14-1 on BetMGM. Guy moving up a little bit has been Ludvig because of his recent struggles, Nick. He's missed the cut the last couple times out. Obviously nearly won this thing in his debut last year. What do you make of Ludvig this week?
I mean, which will the real Ludvig Åberg stand up, I think, is the question you have to ask with him. Is it the guy who won the Genesis at a really long golf course and finished in a runner-up on his debut here? Or is it the guy who has lost strokes around the green in three of his last four events and has barely gained on approach in each of his last two events? It's just not working for him at the moment. And I think there was some rhetoric around Ludvig earlier this season. Well, he was sick at the Farmers Insurance Open, and that kind of carried over into some of his other events. Then he picks up the win, of course, and his market has just fluctuated so much that I just think the answer with him now is just to not bet him at all. Like, if he continues to do well, great. It gives you another data point to consider for him in the future. Maybe you back him at another major this year, but there's just so much unknown with him that when you're looking at the guys at the top of the leaderboard, there are other players I want to invest in over him in that sort of 15-25-1 range.
Couple long shots that you like this week, Nick, are similar to me. Shane Lowry and Russell Henley do you really think that either of these guys or both of them could actually win? Or do you think the smart money is just betting them top 10, top 20?
Yes, I think they can win. I would not have said that about Russell Henley before he captured a victory at Bay Hill earlier this year. The knock against both of these guys is that they're not very long off the tee. But they've had such great success at Augusta that I almost think it doesn't really matter. Shane Lowry, I'm going to be honest, I only bet him yesterday to win this tournament. And I think that what I like about Shane Lowry is that he has trended upward as the season has gone along. If you look at my final mixed condition model, he's one of only three players that is sixth or better in all of the 12, 24 round samples and the full sample for 2025. The other two are Scottie Scheffler and JJ Spahn. And the market has responded as such, just continuously seeing him drop down on the odds board. So I really think that Shane Lowry has a great chance to win this tournament. He doesn't have that win on the card for 2025, but he was second to Rory McIlroy at Pebble Beach. He has continued to trend upward. He's first on approach over his last 12 rounds, second in bogey avoidance. It's very similar to Morikawa. The putter just has to stay out of the way. If that happens with Shane Lowry, the ball striking is so good right now that I think he has a real chance to claim his first green jacket.
Absolutely love it. Nick Kenyon, writer for BetMGM. Make sure you guys are following Nick at Nick Kenyon. Always gives us great stuff in golf. Nick, good luck to you this week. The Masters, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Good luck to you as well, PJ.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Before we get to our guy, Jake Kasan, got to talk a little college basketball. We do this after every sport. When the season ends, we immediately look at some futures for next season. And obviously the Florida Gators, who just won the national championship last night, they're losing a lot of firepower. Their top three guards, Elijah Martin, Walter Clayton, Will Richard, all of them are gone. They do bring back Denzel Averdeen. They bring back a lot of their big guys as well. Alex Condon, Ruben Chimbalu, and Thomas Houck. So they're 20-1 right now, BetMGM to win it all, but I just think they're losing way too much at guard, and it's going to be too hard to go back-to-back. I know UConn did it not too long ago, but no interest for me in Florida. Houston's actually the favorite right now at 9-1. Uzan's coming back, Sharp's coming back, Arsenault's coming back, who came off the bench for them, JoJo Tugler, who's one of the best defenders in college basketball. So Houston, once again, going to be really good next year. Teams that I would keep an eye on, Purdue. What's going to happen with Braden Smith and also Trey Kaufman-Rem? Because if those guys come back, they're going to be teamed up with CJ Cox and Fletcher Lawyer next year. So obviously those guys, Lawyer and Smith, started as freshmen when they were there with Zach Edey. They've been in that program with the Wild. I kind of think both Kaufman-Rem and Braden Smith are going to come back. If they do, Purdue going to be amongst one of the betting favorites, getting a good price on them at 18-1. Duke obviously losing a lot of firepower. They got the Boozer twins coming in. Isaiah Evans, Caleb Foster going to take a step up. Tyrese Proctor is going to come back. No interest in betting Duke, though. Not nearly going to be as good next year as they were this year. Teams that I would look at, Michigan Wolverines are the first one. Dusty May's done a great job in the transfer portal. Went out and got Elliot Cadeau from UNC. He got Yexel Landenberg from UAB and Morez Johnson from Illinois to go along with Roddy Gale and LJ Kaysen. So I think Michigan's starting five is going to be really good. Dusty May's an awesome March coach, as we know. I would look at Michigan. UConn's going to be really good again next year. Danny Hurley went out. He got three McDonald's All-Americans that are all coming in. Caravan's going to be back. Terrace Reed's going to come back. Solo Ball's going to come back as well. UConn's going to be awesome. They also went and got Silas Del Rey from Georgia, who's going to be excellent. But the team that I would bet right now, if you wanted to make a bet, is UCLA at 40-1. I think this price is insane. They got Donovan Dent from New Mexico, who's going to be one of the best guards in the country. They have Eric Daly coming back, Tyler Bilodeau coming back, Sky Clark coming back, Xavier Booker, former five-star transfer reserve from Michigan State. They got a ton of talent on that team. Mick Cronin's obviously been to a Final Four with UCLA. I think 40-1 on the Bruins, that's the best price on the board. So UCLA, if you're looking for a bet, that would be a team I would keep an eye on for next season. All right, real quick, let's check in with our guy, Jake Kasan, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, coming up here in a couple minutes. Jake, just a couple questions to ask you, sir. And why is Patrick Corbin starting today for the Rangers?
Well, that is because the Rangers are out of starting pitchers, first and foremost, and they have too many guys on the injured list, so they had to go to the scrap heap. I think Dallas Keuchel was next in line, so they went with Patrick Corbin instead. But, yeah, I mean, PJ, this game is one that everyone's going to want to take the Cubs now because our favorite guy, one of our favorite guys to fade, is back on the mound, and it's windy in Chicago. It is very cold again here, so I'm not sure the ball's going to be flying out, but maybe this is a Cubs team total over, or you can just target some player props, hint hint, wink wink, for bet slips and bet flips in a couple minutes.
There you go, Jake. Tell us what else you got coming up on the show in about 10 seconds.
It's a Tuesday, PJ. We're taking some long shots with some home run bets today.
Absolutely love it. Jake Gasson coming up in less than 2 minutes. Bet slips and bet flips. Jake, looking forward to it, pal.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, wrap the show. PJ plays. We've had a ton to talk about on the show today. A lot of golf. It's been a great show. Some bets in baseball that I like for today. As I was talking about with Jake, Patrick Corbin's on the mound today. We're fading him a bunch. Nico Hoerner is going to be our play in going streaking. We've hit 5 in a row. I just picked the right-handed hitter in the Cubs lineup who's mashing right now. That's Hoerner. He's batting 361. That's my guy in going streaking. Give me Kyle Tucker from the left side, over 1.5 total bases at +140. Again, lefty-lefty matchup with Corbin. Tucker's one of the best hitters in baseball. I'll take over 1.5 total bases at +140. Marlins are my dog of the day on the run line, +1.5, because they're facing Clay Holmes and it's way too big a price. And then give me the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5 tonight against the Nationals. I think the Dodgers bounce back in a big way. Thanks again to Pat Perry, Nick Henyon for joining us today on the show. Jake Gasson coming up with bet slips and bat flips. See you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.